Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
Than that one. That's the Smiths, Morrissey, going back in the day. How soon is now? Are we going to be asking that question here in the province again in the next 48 hours? Wow. This is Oilers Now. It's brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Rookie camp open today. We have a ton from rookie camp, and it was no on-ice sessions. That doesn't start until tomorrow and Friday. We will tell you, in Oilers sort of captain skates, that Duncan Keith has now joined the main group. So let's get right to it, right to our top story, because it confirms what we've discussed multiple times over the course of the last 4 or 5 days. On Oilers Now. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Get your AC today with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. The Edmonton Oilers made it official today. Out multiple months, the Oilers' first-round pick from the 2020 NHL draft. That, of course, is a gentleman by the name of Dylan Holloway. He underwent successful wrist surgery with an expected recovery time of at least 3 months. Often for a scaphoid injury, you're looking at 4 to 6 months. During the recovery process of his previous wrist injury, it was determined by specialists that he required further surgery. Straight into the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings, in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. Here's Oilers general manager Ken Holland discussing Holloway's wrist surgery.
You know, obviously Dylan broke his scaphoid bone in sometime in, I think, February. Had surgery in Chicago, and the scaphoid bone is a bone that takes a long time to heal because it's a part of the body where there's very little blood flow. So over the course of June, July, and August, Dylan would come up here on a regular basis to Edmonton. We'd have pictures taken, see our team doctors. The pictures show that it was healing very, very slowly. And put him on a bone stimulator and basically made a decision here in the last couple of weeks that he would have surgery again. Surgery was a little bit different than what was done in Chicago. And as the press release said, he's now obviously starting from scratch, and he's minimum of 3 months, and we'll see where he's at after we get 3 months down the road.
That is Edmonton Oilers general manager Ken Holland. So the Oilers rookie camp starts today without one of their most prized rookies, Dylan Holloway, who had a stellar season last year with Wisconsin, got injured in the Big Ten championship game, and with the scaphoid injury, he is out. We'll get back to some more comments in our Oilers Now audio vault for direct workwear a little bit later on in the first half hour of the show. Here's what we got shaken. Besides Ken Holland, we're going to get to some clips with Oilers captain Connor McDavid. We'll hear from Bakersfield Condors head coach Jay Woodcroft. Dmitry Samarukov on his time in the KHL last season. Xavier Bargeau, the Oilers' first-round draft choice this past year, as well as Philip Broberg, their first-round pick in 2019. Guests on today's show will include NHL insider John Shannon. He will be with us at 12:35. At 1:05 today, provincial affairs columnist for the Edmonton Journal and the man that heads up the cult of hockey, David Staples. And at 1:35 today, former Danbury Thrasher Mike Rupp, who we've had on the show multiple times. In fact, the Edmonton Oilers offered Michael Rupp a three-year contract back in the, would have been around 2010, 2011, in around that time. Rupp was a part of the Thrashers organization, the Danbury Thrashers. The Netflix documentary is out. It's called Untold Crime and Penalties. It involves the mob-connected ownership of the Danbury Thrashers, who were one of the toughest teams in junior high. By the way, there is a an Edmonton connection to that team. Mike Bayrak, who I remember John Sexsmith from Global Sports used to tell me, he used to skate with Bayrak during the summer. Bayrak was a really good sort of, you know, not an American Hockey League player, but one of those guys that sort of played in the U-Haul and the UHL and the Central League, a really good player at that level. He played with the Prince George Cougars. He was on the Thrashers organization. It is the Thrashers, not the Thrashers, just to establish the Danbury Thrashers. The Galante family, by the way, was involved in, well, it was proven they were involved in organized crime. It's quite the story. Many of you have seen, undoubtedly, the documentary. It runs about an hour and a half. It's pretty entertaining stuff with some, frankly, some characters that are bigger than life. In fact, I'm going to bring in Brendan Escott, who is a big part of the show and did a great job working with Reed Wilkins to get us a bunch of audio for the first half hour of the show. Have you seen the doc yet, Brendan?
Yeah, it's taken me a couple attempts to get through it, but I definitely have. What a bizarre story, you know, and it's one of those hockey leagues that you don't think about really being around, but how humorous.
Do you know what's interesting? And I know for a fact we interviewed this guy during that time. John Nasty Morasty was on that team for a couple different stints during the 04-05 and 05-06 seasons. And basically, the whole premise of the Thrashers was that they were going to build the toughest team in the United Hockey League. They had a really good record for 2 years. Now, they had some skill, too, on the team. But they had like five or six guys that could fight. And Morasty, and I'll bring it up a little bit later on with Mike Rupp, because there's a couple legendary stories from when he was in the Western Hockey League. But pound for pound, circa 08, 09, 09, 10, when he was playing for Scott Housen's teams in Columbus, he was amongst the toughest men in hockey, and he was on that team. I'm not even sure he was the toughest guy on the team at the time. But he kind of improved as a fighter in the late 2000s, because I know that he used to have there used to be some legendary battles in the old Quebec Senior League with a guy by the name of Steve Bossé. So looking forward to having Michael Rupp on. He works on the Penguins broadcast. He's from the NHL Network. We'll get some thoughts, obviously, on Sidney Crosby and of Jenny Malkin and their injury situation as well. So live guests today include on the show John Shannon, David Staples, and the NHL Network's Michael Rupp. Here's how you get hold of us. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. Live entertainment back at the River Cree. Saturday, September 18th, April Wine, Rocking the House, Hotel California, the Eagles Tribute Band, taking the stage October 29th. Details at rivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter, at Oilers Now. You can tweet Brendan, at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Again, our top story, Dylan Holloway, out a minimum 3 months. traditionally with that sort of injury with scaphoid, probably looking at 4 to 6 months. So a bit of a tough break there for the Oilers. And again, we've hinted to this a lot over the course of the last 3 or 4 days, some concerns there. All right, let's circle back into our Oilers Now audio vault for direct workwear. Here we go. Yesterday, Oilers captain Connor McDavid spoke about the Oilers core being ready to take the next step to win.
Definitely think at the time is now. I think I'm 24 years old. You know, Nursey and Dry are, you know, 25, 26 years old. Nuge, you know, 28. So, you know, the old excuse that, you know, we're young guys is no longer. So, you know, for us as a group, I think the time is now to start really pushing this thing. Kenny's done his job and gone out and got pieces and added some things. And like I said, it's on us now to put the thing together.
All right. And McDavid also commented on officiating. Now, this is something that, generally speaking, he's avoided talking about. He was asked about what is perceived by many, a lack of penalty calls.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always going to say it's always a tough job what the refs have to do. It's a quick game out there. Lots of things going on. They got lots to watch, and there's only two of them. So I think overall, I think you just want to see some consistency. Consistency from game to game, consistency throughout the night, from period to period. I think that's what everyone's striving for. Obviously, they're human too, and they have their own opinions, and you'll see the game maybe a little bit differently. But I think overall, they just want that consistency. And again, it's such a hard job, and you know, they're never going to be perfect, but they do the best they can do.
All right, and so he then added some additional comments about calling the rule book versus managing the game.
You obviously want to call the rule book. That's what it's there for. You know, if you call each and every one, I think you know, there's lots of penalties. But if there's lots of penalties, there's lots of penalties. That's just the way it is. You know, I think the rule book's there for a reason, and you know, you want it called with, you know, integrity. And if you let guys get away with certain things, you know, they're going to keep getting away with it. I mean, it's a tough job, and yeah, Something that I don't envy.
All right, so that is Edmonton Oilers captain Connor McDavid. Rookie camp today, the players did medicals and physicals as well as media availability. Practice starts tomorrow for rookie camp, 10:30 on Thursday, 10:30 on Friday, 9:30 morning skate on Saturday, and then a webcast that's available at edmontonoilers.com. Jack Michaels and myself with the call at 5 p.m. We've got the Edmonton Elks that night. Brendan, what time's that kickoff, by the way, for that game on Saturday night?
7:45. We've got your countdown to kickoff at 6 here on Chad.
Why 7:45?
I think they just bumped it back. Start time of the Lions and Alouettes play the first half of that doubleheader.
And it's at 5?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, just why wouldn't they start at 8? Anyways, that's what's going on here. And the Oilers in a situation where 3 goaltenders, 9 defensemen, including Dmitry Samarukov, who we'll hear from momentarily, 16 forwards, Holloway out. And I don't know if there was any conversation on Josh Prokop, but I know that he got drilled playing for the Alberta Golden Bears on Saturday night, hit from behind in a game against Red Deer. Not sure the former Calgary Hitman captain is going to be available. He is headed to the U of A, but was invited to the Oilers rookie camp and then to compete for a spot in Bakersfield. As we take a look at rookie camp, here is Bakersfield Condors head coach Jay Woodcroft on the importance and the purpose of rookie camp.
It is an evaluation camp. It's an opportunity for the youngest players in our organization to make an impact, to grow their game each day, to hopefully earn a spot in main training camp. So it's an important time and an important step for these younger players to set the table for their month of September, sure, but also to set the table for their year as a whole.
And Dmitry Samarukov is a player that we're going to be watching. He's been cleared. There was some belief that maybe he might get pushed back a bit. And Samarukov had these comments today on maturing and developing in the KHL last season.
It's funny thing because, you know, it's always fun to hear that Russian ice is bigger, but the 70% of the ice rink is Canadians. So you can't call it Russian ice because it's pretty much like a North American raid. So, but you know what? I came in a really good team. We had our rules. So, and I was playing with my dear partner. We knew what we're doing. So I know if I want to play high level, I gotta play, you know, kind of shutdown role. I'm happy with that. I know I'll be happy if my goalies will be happy. So, and then if you need points, maybe we can do it. But my first option is, you know, make sure goalies are happy after the game.
He was a shutdown defenseman last year for Cesca in the KHL, went plus 24 in 48 games. Xavier Bourgault was the Oilers' first-round draft choice this past year. Went out to Canada's development camp as well for the upcoming World Juniors. I'd say he's probably a bit of a long shot. There's that team could easily end up having 14 first-round picks, including several from the 2020 NHL draft. But Bourgault had these comments today on what he wants to take from the rookie camp this week.
I want to play comfortable on the ice, not get impressed by the other one, but I want to show that for the next year, and I will be able to make my place here, and even if at this camp, to show my game and what can I do on the ice. I know I'm very young, but in my mind right now, I want to already make the team. I know I'm very young, but just try my best. Everything can happen, but for sure I'm very young, and I'll forget this aspect, but for sure I'll play like I want to make the team.
Last year, Bourgault finished with 20 goals, 40 points in 29 games, one plus seven for Shawinigan in the Q. He was the number one pick in 2021. Dylan Holloway, the number one pick in 2020, out minimum 3 months with scaphoid surgery. And the Edmonton Oilers' number one pick, Philip Broberg, had kind of an ups and down year. Last season playing in Sweden for Skellefteå, was also the captain of Sweden at the World Juniors, which was in Edmonton. A reminder, the World Juniors this year is in Edmonton as well. And here's Philip Broberg on the season that was.
I was happy with the start of the season. Went to World Juniors and didn't really go our way in World Juniors, and come back and wasn't really happy with the finish of the season, but I was preparing myself this summer to have a better season this year. So just look forward for it.
And that's the third time that Broberg had represented Sweden in the World Juniors. Also played in the Helenka Gretzky Cup, lost to Canada in the gold medal game in the summer of 2018. Wow, that's how far back that is. I remember Todd McClellan was still coaching the Oilers and was like, that Broberg looks like he's going to be a player in Swedish defense. Last season, 3 goals, 13 points, 44 games, sort of in a transition role. He wasn't really an offensive guy. He wasn't a shutdown guy like Sam Marukov was a shutdown guy. Bottom line here is between Broberg and Sam Marukov, those guys are probably going to be in the top two pairings for Jay Woodcroft this year in Bakersfield. So that's Philip Broberg, Bourgault, Sam Marukov. I also heard from Connor McDavid and Ken Holland, all in our Oilers Now audio vault for direct workwear.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When we come back, Brendan Escott will bring you NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. It's 12:24 in Edmonton, and you're listening to Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You can text us at 780-496-0063 on our Ashley Fine Floors text line. This one comes in saying, Bob, I wonder if the Oilers could steal Greenaway away from Minnesota. I watched him in the playoffs and was impressed. Minnesota's in big trouble cap-wise, worse than the Oilers. Would Yamamoto and something work for a trade to get Greenaway? Oh, yeah, he's tough, too. Yeah, he fought Darnell Nurse a couple years ago. I'd have to think about that. I mean, I don't know. I do think that you can play if you're competitive and small, and my preference would be that Kyler Yamamoto's situation would have been settled by now. You're talking about Jordan Greenaway, who was a second-round pick, 50th overall in McDavid's draft year in 2050. He's had 8 and 6 goals the last two seasons and had 6 goals and 32 points in 56 games last year. Conversely, Kyler Yamamoto, so 32 points last season for Greenway in 56 games. Yamamoto, who people forget, only had 4 goals in the final 41 games last season. Just, he had 8 goals and 21 points in 52 games. Completely different player. I think Edmonton would have to give up. I realize Yamamoto's a first-round pick, and he's a couple years younger, but I think they'd probably have to give up another asset in order to acquire Greenway. I don't know if it'd be a straight one-for-one, just because of the size factor, which shouldn't be everything. But Greenway brings a degree of physicality, and frankly, Minnesota needs that. They don't have an abundance of that either. They lost Soucy, obviously, in the expansion draft. He's not an easy guy to play against. Let's go to NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. Company-branded apparel, products, and awards all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
It is reported that John Ferguson Jr. will be named an assistant general manager in Arizona. He, of course, served as Maple Leafs GM from 2003 through 2008. He spent the last 7 seasons in Boston. I missed this yesterday. Ryan Donato inked a 1-year deal, $750,000 with Seattle. New Jersey signed forwards Jimmy Vesey and Mark Jankowski and defenseman Tyler Watherspoon to PTOs. The Oil Kings, again, are on the road this weekend for a pair in Saskatoon against the Blades. U of A Golden Bears have a home-and-home series starting at the Claire Drake on Friday. It is the Mount Royal University Cougars in town.
12:28 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott are with you on Oilers Now. Brendan just brought you NHL today for Drew Schammerhorn and the staff at Elite Promotional Marketing. They've been a big part of the Edmonton sports scene for multiple generations now. Off to, I don't know who Brigham Young plays next week, but I'm going to, or this week coming up, but I'm going to guess that the next person's voice that you hear on the station that's going to be doing something live, Eileen Bell, she'll probably know. We've got a global news weather traffic update with Eileen when we return in Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.